You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in public? Raven, producer Sean, I think when you embarrass yourself in public, you don't really know how to handle yourself. So, Sean, what happened to you?
I don't like talking about it. It's how bad it was for me personally. My stepson Isaac and I went to a pet store over the weekend to get my dog Diesel necessities. You need a new collar, a new leash, a new dog tag. So when we're leaving, they have the dog tag machine like right by where the pet grooming is.
Yeah.
So you put the dog tag in there and engraves the number and his name. So as we're waiting, I feel something on my leg, warm. I'm like, well, what is that? I look down. My dog is peeing on my foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
Just straight peeing on my foot, leg up and everything, like I'm a fire hydrant.
You know, okay. I mean, dogs often go to the bathroom when they go inside a pet store. There's all sorts of smells. Other animals have been in there. That's not that different. But I have never, ever had one of my dogs attempt to pee on me or pee on me.
Me neither.
The worst part, though, is because we're right next to the dog grooming place, like as he's doing it, I look up and the two ladies who are grooming dogs are just looking at me and laughing hysterically.
Watching it happen.
Yep.
Right. Oh.
I will say, though, they were nice enough to let me go in the back there and wash my legs in their sink, like this giant like sink that's on the ground.
Like it was a
dogs.
Saint Bernard. But, yeah. Yeah, you're about the size of a German Shepherd. Put your leg in here, no problem. We'll rinse off your Nike.
Worst feeling. Then we had to make another pit stop, so I had to get new sandals.
Was he afraid or something? Was
no.
There...
I don't
why,
know why
is your Diesel
it.
Dog so mad at you?
Right. Has he ever peed on you before?
No. I feed him all the time. I let him out all the time. Why do this to Dad? Why not Mom or Isaac?
And why in public in front of people?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing. I mean, things like that happen. What was the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in public? 1-800-330-9999. Inez.
I was at a high-end perfume store. So I was smelling the perfumes, and there was this one bottle that had like this little hook on the top of it. And I, you know, you kind of have to get right up there to smell it. And it got stuck up my nose.
Well, that's embarrassing.
The hook?
I could not get it out.
I mean, like, for how long? I mean, like 2 seconds, basically, but it's in your nose.
I had to go to urgent care.
What? Get out of here right now. I'd be suing that store.
Suing the store? She put it in her nose.
I mean,
who told her to put it in her nose?
I mean, how do you put it that far up your nose?
That's a question for Inez.
Seriously.
Inez, how does that happen?
Well, like I said, it had this like hook on the top of the bottle kind of a thing. And so like to actually smell it, you had to just really get up in there.
Yeah. Or you know, spray some in the air or on one of those sample cards, you know, and you know, protect your face.
I probably would have been better.
I mean, had to go to urgent care. You walked out of the building with a bottle of perfume stuck to your face. Did you have to go in an ambulance? I mean,
No.
Yeah, somebody else was able to drive as you held it to your face. Oh my gosh!
I mean, leave her alone.
You know what? That is embarrassing.
She already had to live it. She had to live it once. Leave her alone.
I applaud you for calling and confessing it. Don't ever put something with a hook that close to your face again.
Well, you know, this isn't as bad as that because I could blame it on a child. But I brought my girls to this jewelry store, and it's like a mix of silver. It's like inexpensive jewelry.
Sure.
I swear there was this ugliest shell necklace. And of course, Dakota, my little one, she's 5 now.
She's got to touch it.
She's got to touch it. Yeah. She's got to touch the shell necklace. She picked that thing up, swung it over her head. And I was like, Dakota, please give that back to mommy. Hit the floor, shattered everywhere.
Yeah.
Everything in that store is like $6, $12. That stupid shell necklace was $60.
Oh my God.
$60. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'll pay for this. But then they wouldn't let me pay for it. So then I had to compensate by just buying tons of jewelry that I didn't want.
Oh, my gosh.
To, like, make up for it because I felt so bad. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in public? Producer Sean was at a pet store, and his dog went to the bathroom on his foot in front of the entire staff.
It's not unusual for a dog to have an accident inside a pet store, you know, with all the smells and everything. But for your dog to mistake your leg for something that they want to urinate on, that's something different.
It's disgusting.
It's embarrassing.
1-800-330-9999. Louis, how about you? The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in public?
A couple years ago, two of my buddies and I went to a concert. And we didn't have the best seats in the stadium. So after we got our seats, we got settled in. I volunteered to go run, get the snacks for everyone and hike them back up to our seats. And I get down there. I'm coming back up with three giant beers. I've got some nachos. I've got just a bunch of things. I'm trying to play this balancing act. As I'm coming back up the stairs, I hit maybe the third or fourth set. And as soon as I do, I just hit one of the steps wrong. And I go straight back. And nachos and beer and everything that I had in my hand just goes flying. It gets poured all over me and the number of people around me. So not only was it embarrassing, I ended up having to buy concert T-shirts for everyone who got soaked in beer. So it also ended up being one of the more expensive concerts of my life. But yeah, I guess that'd be it, just spilling everything on myself and all of my neighbors at this concert.
At the concert, I don't care. I just rock out. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Like, it's just... There's no way you get out of a concert clean anyways, right? Same thing with a baseball game, any sort of game, right? Any sort of beer where I'm in a 14-inch wide seat that I've got to hold on to two massive beers because I can't stand in that line again. It's never going to happen. So it doesn't matter if it happens in the bathroom, happens on the stairs, the hallway, whatever. It's all going to be a mess.
I was at a Destiny's Child concert, and that'll show you how long ago it was.
Say my name.
And the woman behind me threw up, and it got in my hair.
Oh, that's terrible.
Uh-huh. I would have liked a concert tee. Something.
Yeah.
Nothing. They left.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where they went to watch the rest of the concert. I just figured they probably didn't want to stand behind me anymore.
Yeah. Consolation prize from the venue would have been good on that.
Nobody gave me anything.
Yeah. Did you complain to anybody?
I mean, who was I going to complain to?
I go to security and ask for the manager.
Bring me to Beyonce.
That's right. I'm going to need a t-shirt.
No, I didn't get anything. And that was the most disgusting thing that's ever happened at a concert for sure.
Ryan, most embarrassing thing that happened to you in public?
So I used to work as a wedding singer, and I sang at this Italian family's wedding at this beautiful ballroom, and they asked me to sing a classical song. You know that song from Step Brothers? The na, 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 na. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Andrea Bocelli?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, the thing that matters is that there's a big high note at the end, a really long one, and I'm singing along to a track, so they can't, like, follow me, and so I'm trying to hold out this big note for this beautiful room of this entire giant family, and I crack on the high note, the highest one. I'm like, ah! It's like dinner time. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm just going to...
I mean, nobody,
I'm just going to walk away from the mic now.
Nobody expects a regular person to be able to sing Porti Voler. Right?
Yeah,
like
but,
not, yeah, like, but if you're hired, like no, I 100%. If I'm hiring you to sing at my wedding, this happened to me, but it was, oh my gosh, what did he sing? I hired an opera singer to sing at my wedding. It was another famous Italian song. It was the prayer. Andrea Bocelli's The Prayer.
Yeah.
Right.
They're all Bocelli. They're all Bocelli.
Yep, yeah,
at
yeah.
The Italian
Bocelli,
wedding.
Bocelli, the Josh Groban of Italians.
Okay.
Don't say that again.
Right?
Don't do that again, sir.
No, Ryan. And he butchered it at my wedding, and I'll never forget it. And he always says that it was the worst moment of his professional singing life. And I'm like, how does that make me feel? I have it on video.
You know? Well, I mean, if you didn't have 4,000 people at your nuptials, then maybe it wouldn't have been so bad for him.
It's true.